Ezekiel 17:23. I like that song. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's one of my more favorite songs. Brother Jonathan wrote that song several years ago, and he does a good job singing it. So, Ezekiel 17:23 says this: "In the mountain of the height of Israel will I plant it, and it shall bring forth boughs and bear fruit, and be a goodly cedar. And under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing. In the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell." Notice the words, "all fowl of every wing," in verse 23. Notice that. Now God's saying, I'm going to take this monarch of a tree, this high cedar, I'm going to take this young twig off that tree, and I'm going to plant it on a high mountain, and I'm going to let that little twig grow into a tree, and that tree will accept all fowl of every wing. Amen. Let's pray, and then we'll get started this morning. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we ask you, Lord, this morning that you'd come now and speak to us, Father, from the Word of God. Speak through me now, Father, please, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Verse 24, let's look at it again. "And all the trees of the field," Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 24, "and all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree, have exalted the low tree, and have dried up the green tree." Now remember, this is the following verse from 23. "And have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it." God's saying, I will take that high tree and I'll bring it down. Amen. I will raise up that low tree. I will dry up the green tree, and I will use the dry tree. What's God saying? Amen. So God's saying, I want there to be a tree that all may come. I want there to be a tree that all may come. That all may come. God has a wonderful way of describing whosoever will. Whosoever will. Amen. Whosoever will may come. In one place he talks about going to the highways and the hedges and the lanes of the city and so forth, and bringing forth the halt and the lame, the lame and the blind and all of that. In essence, he's telling us that all are welcome, amen, and all are to be welcome. Whosoever will come, amen, that's what God wants. Whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely, the Bible says, amen. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, the Bible says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. On and on and on we could go with verses, amen. There are so many figures of speech in the Bible to where God speaks the words basically of whosoever will may come. Whosoever, that means anybody. I do not know of a more beautiful text than where we read this morning, amen, where it speaks of this goodly cedar, when it says, under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing. God's just saying all can come. All can come, amen. These verses remind us that the rich and the poor may come. These verses remind us that the intellectual and the illiterate may come. These verses remind us that the big and the little may come. These verses remind us that the strong and the weak may come. Amen. These verses remind us that the famous and the infamous may come. Amen. The great and the small may come. Whosoever will may come. All may come. Amen. The cedar of Lebanon is the royalty of the eastern forests. They live, they say, approximately about 3,500 years. Some of those trees under which King David had his resting place are still in existence today. It is the monarch of trees. They would say it was chosen as the timber to build the temple. Amen. What a royal place for any birds to come and find a resting place in. Amen. What a royal place. The writer is watching all the birds find rest in the branches of every wing, the Bible says. That's good. Amen. There is no reserved seats there. Amen. All branches were open to all birds and all fowl. Amen. All birds may come. The sparrow rests beside the eagle. The raven rests beside the dove. All fowl of every wing may come and rest on its branches. May I say this morning to all the sparrows, you may come and find rest in the cedars of Lebanon. Amen. You may possess an inferiority complex because you cannot sing like the Bob White can. You cannot soar like the eagle can. You cannot dress like the peacock can. You cannot poise like the robin can. You cannot coo like the dove can. You cannot discern like the pigeon. And you cannot talk like the parrot can. You cannot glide like the seagull can. But the branches are for you. You may come. Amen. Little sparrow, you just come and pick out a branch and you just as welcome there and as anybody else would be on that tree. Amen. Now, may I talk then for a moment to the unclean raven? Perhaps you are unaware that the raven was a bird that was not suitable for any sacrifice. The raven was considered to be an unclean bird. It was unsatisfactory to be accepted by God as a sacrifice. The unclean raven, to the unclean raven this morning, may I say that you may come and find refuge in this tree also. You need not have a guilt complex about being unfit for sacrifice when it comes to resting on this tree. You are not beautiful like the pheasant is, no. You are not useful like the wren was, no. You are not peaceful like the dove was, no. Your talon has been cruel. Your beak has feasted on unclean flesh, and you have been rejected for holy sacrifice by God Almighty as an unclean bird. However, God will not allow them to reject you from resting on the branches of that tree, because all may come. All may come. The turtle dove was offered for sacrifice and accepted. The pigeon was offered for sacrifice and accepted. But the raven, because they were an unclean bird, was not accepted for sacrifice. God does not want you on the altar of sacrifice as an unclean bird. Clean birds shun you, and you have been swept down to the filthy remains of the earth, and that is what your lot in life has been, to pick off the carcasses of others, and you have been considered unclean. However, there's good news for you. The raven is welcome in this cedar of Lebanon. All may come. You can come just like the other birds come. You are as welcome as the pigeon that is suitable for sacrifice. You are as welcome as the turtle dove, which is suitable for sacrifice. In this tree of Lebanon, this goodly tree, he says, all may come. Let me talk to the blackbird for a moment this morning. Amen. Whoever you are. The blackbird has been chosen for blandness. If you please, amen. You know not the glamour of the blue jay. You don't know the vigor of the eagle. You don't know the beauty of the red bird. Amen. No one cages you for admiration. Snow has covered your food, and you cannot join the feathered choirs. Blackbird is just not able to. The envy of the bright blue bird, the envy of the canary, you are not that. The envy of the proud peacock, you are not. The blackbird, but I've got some good news for you this morning. All may come. Even you, blackbird, even you, all may come. All may come. Blackbird, you just need to come. Raven, you just need to come. You are as welcome on the branches of the tree as anyone else. Even though you may not be like the peacock, you may not soar like the eagle, you may not rest on those you may not feel like you're worthy to rest on those same branches as those, there are no reserved seats. Amen. All are welcome. All may come. You are as welcome as the sweet dove of peace. You are as welcome as the blue jay or the red bird or the eagle that soars so high. Come, all fowl. Come, all birds. There are no box seats. There are no reserved seats. Come, one. Come, all. Come. Come on and come in, amen. You with the broken talon. Come on and come in with the broken wing. Come on and come in, you that are too weak to fly south for the winter. Come on and come in, the one that is the buzzard. Come on and come in, crow, you are welcome as well. Come, all. Come on and come in, the fowl of everything. Every fowl of every wing may come. All fowl are welcome. Amen. All fowl are welcome this morning. Come on and come in, this monarch of a tree, this royal tree, all fowl are welcome to to come. All may come. Now, may I talk to the eagle this morning? You soar to the heights. Sparrows fear you. Swallows admire you. You wear self-confidence. Your picture is associated with the most powerful nation in all of the world, the United States of America. Your dress is elegant, plumage. But you're not fooling me. That proud look does not show what is going on inside of you. You have the same fears and doubts as the little sparrow has. The eagle, too, is invited to come. You are as welcome as anybody to come. You are no more welcome than the sparrow, the raven, or the blackbird. You are welcome. All may come this morning. Dear eagle, you must come like everybody else comes. You will not have a skybox, no reserved seat for you, no special seating for you. You must come like all else, but you may come because the fowl of every wing can come into this tree. May I tell you of another tree tonight outside of the northern hills of Jerusalem, or this morning rather, of the northern hills of Jerusalem. It is made in the shape of a cross. Just like the mighty cedar of Lebanon, it welcomes the fowl of every wing. All may come. Come if you're weak. Come if you're strong. Come if you're rich. Come if you're poor. Come if you live in a mansion. Come if you live in a shack. Come, bus kid. Come, mission man. Come, orphan. Come, blind one. Come, street person. Come, homeless one. Come, unemployed one. All may come. May I say this morning, all fowl are welcome at this tree, the fowl of every wing. Thank God the ground at the foot of the cross is level this morning. Amen. Come, sickly one. Come, divorced one. Oh, other churches may not want you, but we do. Amen. Our branches are open to the fowls of every wing. Amen. Hey, come, backslidden one. Come, one and all. Come, everyone. You are welcome here. All fowl of the air is welcome in these branches. Come, addicted one. Come, drunken one. Come, possessed one. Come, illiterate one. May I say this morning that the tree of Calvary is a tree where all may come. Is anybody listening this morning? Amen. It's where all may come. Amen. All may come. It doesn't matter if you're backslidden this morning. You can come. Amen. It doesn't matter who you are this morning. You may come. Amen. All may come. All may come. Come, Mary Magdalene, with your seven devils. Come to the tree of Calvary. You are as welcome there as anyone. You are as welcome. Come, fallen one. Come, you are as welcome as anyone. Come, woman of Sychar as well. You and your five husbands and the one that you have that is not your husband now, you may come, fallen woman. You're as welcome as anyone at this tree. You're as welcome as Nicodemus is. Come, you're as welcome as the rich are. Come, you're as welcome as the innocent are. Come, come, you're just as welcome as the clean are. You come. Calvary throws its arms open to every fowl of every wing, and all may come. Come, Zacchaeus, with your filthy lucre. Come, Zacchaeus, having robbed widows of what little they had. Come, Zacchaeus, after having robbed senior citizens of their life savings. Come, Zacchaeus, after having stolen money with those unholy fingers of yours. Come, with your lack of integrity. Come, with your lack of honesty. Come, with your lack of pureness. Come, with your crookedness. Come, with your dishonesty. Come, with your thieving. Come, every fowl of every wing may come. Amen. It doesn't matter who you are, the fallen woman of Sychar as well, the woman possessed with seven devils, or the crooked, wicked tax collector named Zacchaeus. It is whosoever a Savior that we have. Amen. It's a whosoever will that we have. All may come to the tree of Calvary. Amen. All may come. Hey, come, Matthew, from your dishonesty, having bought your way into office to get the opportunity to fleece the people from their life savings. Come, Matthew, by your dishonest tax collecting, you have created a name for yourself. Come, Matthew, you're just as welcome as the righteous are. Come, Matthew, you're just as welcome as the honest are. You're just as welcome as those who are pure. I'm saying that the trees of the branches are as open to every fowl of every wing. All may come to Calvary. Amen. all may come. Come, Nicodemus, from your academia. Come, dying thief, from your sticky fingers. Come, Rahab, from your scarlet widow. Come, James and John, from your fishing boats. Come, alcoholic, from the tavern. Come, weary doper, from your needle-punctured arm. Come, guilty one, with your hands dripping from the bloods of others. Come, all are welcome this morning at Calvary's branches. All are welcome. Come, fallen one. Come, broken one. Come, lonely one. Come, forsaken one. Come, aged one. Come, forgotten one. I'm saying this morning that God is just using this little figure of speech, amen, where he unites the sparrow and the eagle, where he unites the blue jay and the raven together, where he unites the unclean bird with the clean bird. And he says it is a picture of the greatest tree of all. Amen. Calvary. Calvary. All may come. All may come. Let me give you a few things this morning. Number one, all should be sought to come to Calvary. All should be sought to come to Calvary. When you go soul winning and tell others about Christ and witness, you should witness to all. You should go after all. I'm afraid too many have become white-gloved, looking for certain classes of people or certain skin colors. They've gotten choosy about who they want to invite to come. But that is not what God has intended. So what are they saying, preacher, those that believe that way? Well, they're saying they don't want the poor around, so they can get middle-class people to come. I'm for reaching middle-class people, but we cannot deny that Jesus said, call the poor many times. Call the poor. He talked more about that than anything else. According to the Bible, all fowl of every wing is welcome to the tree of Calvary. It's a shame. But I'm tired of getting to the place where we're choosy about who we'd want to invite to church, or we're choosy about who we'd want to tell how to be saved. We shouldn't be that way. It may seem like that's not acceptable in our society today, but the truth of the matter is it very much is acceptable in our society today, but it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be acceptable in our churches anyway. It shouldn't be, amen. It shouldn't be. I can remember, I've been here about a year, and they have this, when it comes to independent Baptist churches in our area, they've got this concept, this idea that everybody ought to be a part of their crowd. And I came here, and guess what? I wasn't a part of their crowd. Amen. I was a part of Jesus' crowd. Amen. That's who I was a part of. And I'm not against fellowshipping with folks, but I wasn't a part of their crowd. I didn't fall in lock and step with what they thought I should be, I guess. I had a former pastor that hadn't been my pastor for many years, but they knew him in a different part of the state. And after I had gotten here and started this church, they had gone to a funeral. A couple of the preachers here in town had gone to a funeral out in Colorado for some evangelist that had died, and they saw one of my former pastors there at that funeral. And the only reason I know about this is because he called me up and told me about it. He called me up and he said, hey, he said, I saw a couple of guys from in your town there, and he said they wanted to talk to me about you. And I said, oh, really? I said, what was that about? And he said, well, he said, they said I better talk to you, because they said they're trying to figure out what's going on over there at 12th and F. I said, I don't go to none of their meetings. I said, nope, won't go to any of their meetings. Amen. They're dead. Why would I want to be dead like them? Amen. So I don't go to their meetings. He said, well, you better straighten him out, because they said he ain't doing nothing over there the way he's supposed to. And they said this statement, and I thought this is very interesting. They said he ain't doing nothing over there but baptizing a bunch of black folks anyway. That's all he's doing. Yeah. Well, they got a mason ring on their finger or what? Do they got a white sheet and a hood in their closet or what? Amen. I said, well, you can tell them from me, they can drop dead for all I care, amen. Because it don't matter to me. Bless God, we baptize black folks, we baptize. Bless God, you go find a purple folk that's trusted Christ and I'll baptize them, amen. It don't matter to me, amen. We baptize all colors of folks here, amen. It ain't never mattered to me. The only requirement found in the Bible is that they accept Christ as their personal Savior. That's the only one. Amen. That's the only requirement. All may come. Every fowl of every wing, amen. Interesting. When people ask you, like, you wonder, did they ever support a missionary to Africa or anything? And if they do, why would they if they feel that way? It's crazy. I mean, I don't understand people, I guess. All should be sought, folks, to come to Calvary. Don't be choosy when you go soul winning, amen. Don't be picking out different. You just go to everybody, amen. You just go everywhere to everybody and you tell everybody about Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what you need to do. Amen. That's what you need to do. Number two, all should be brought to Calvary. Amen. All should be brought to Calvary. You don't win them and then not want to bring them to church. Amen. Now, I don't believe anybody in our church would do that, but you don't win them and then not want to bring them to church. Amen. You don't win them to Christ. Say, well, I'm going to turn in a convert up to the preacher so he'll go visit them because we don't really want them to come. You don't do that. Amen. I don't know of anybody doing that, but don't do that. You don't do that. Amen. That's not the way it works. All should be brought to Calvary. You go after everybody. Amen. And then you try to get them to church. Amen. When you go fishing, you throw out a net. Guess what you're going to catch? Everything. Amen. Everything. The gospel is likened in the Bible unto a net. Amen. Unto a net. And you throw off that net and you'll catch all kinds of things. And once in a while you even get a boot. Amen. Maybe an inner tube. Amen. But when you go preaching the gospel, you'll catch everything. Amen. Everything. 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 I remember in 2001, my wife and I went to the Philippines as missionaries. And we weren't there very long. And of course, we came here and started this church. And these things didn't work out. And I just, for the longest time, couldn't figure out why we bothered doing all that. It just seemed like it was a waste of time and money and so forth. But one thing I realized was this, that I had been given a heart from God for people from other countries. Because I'll tell you what, I had grown up in Lincoln as a kid, but I'd been away a long time. When I came back to Lincoln, guess what I discovered? Lincoln's a lot different than it was when I was a kid, amen. There wasn't hardly anybody here when I was a kid that was from another country. When I came back to Lincoln, I discovered something. And there's a lot of you here today, amen, but there's a lot of folks here from other countries now. And I don't know, as a kid, you know, I'm not saying I wouldn't have liked people from other countries, but I don't think I had a heart for them like I did after I went to the Philippines and saw what it was like in another country and saw what it was like somewhere else and to be around other people that are just a different culture from us. But I tell you what, I think the Lord had a purpose for it. And the purpose is, it was a great opportunity to reach people. To reach people, a great opportunity here to reach people from all kinds of different backgrounds and all kinds of different places right here in our city, right here in the middle of Lincoln, Nebraska, in the United States of America. Number three this morning. I've got to hurry. Number three, all are accepted at Calvary. Amen. So we said all should be brought to Calvary. Then thirdly, we're going to say all are accepted at Calvary. Amen. Jesus hasn't turned anybody away ever. And he's not going to start now. Amen. He'll turn anybody away. What I'm saying is all should be sought for Calvary. All should be brought to Calvary. Amen. And all are accepted at Calvary. Number four. All should be sought then to come to Lincoln Baptist Church. All should be sought to come to Lincoln Baptist Church. All should be shot. Not shot. Yeah, somebody should be shot. Amen. Sought. A few of you need to be shot too, probably. You don't worry about what color they are. You don't worry about who they are, where they're from. Amen. You don't worry about that. You don't worry about that. If you were there on the day of Pentecost, amen, 3,000 people got saved and baptized. You know what it said they were from? All nations. All nations. Now, they were gathering in Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost. No doubt, probably most all of them that were gathering from a distance for that day of Pentecost were of a Jewish faith. But they were probably from different backgrounds. I don't think they were necessarily all Hebrews. But you have 3,000 people getting saved and baptized that day. I don't think they went down the line and said, hey, stop, wait, there's one that's not white, don't get him. That's not how it worked. Amen. All nations. They had people from all over the world there, amen. All should be sought to come to Lincoln Baptist Church, amen. All should be sought. All should be sought, without a doubt. You better thank God for a church that wants to reach everybody with the gospel, amen. That's what we're after. Number five, all should be brought to Lincoln Baptist Church. We said all should be sought. Now we're going to say number five, all should be brought to Lincoln Baptist Church. And it's important, folks. We want to go after everybody, amen. Red and yellow, black and white, they're all precious in His sight. We want to go after all types of people, not just from a racial standpoint either, but from all kinds of backgrounds. We have single parents. We have married couples. We have people that are, we don't have anybody rich people here, so don't worry about that. We have middle class people, and we got poor folks. We got people from all kinds of backgrounds. We got educated people, and we have uneducated people. And I don't see any today necessarily, but sometimes we even have homeless people here. And we got all kinds of people come from all kinds of backgrounds. And that's just what God's in favor of. I'm telling you that this morning. Every fowl of every wing should be welcome on the branches. Amen. You bring them all. Bring them all. Bring them all. Amen. Tell you what, we invite folks to church all the time. And sometimes you get in there with, you know, people are different sometimes. Brother Blaze and I visited somebody yesterday. I'll tell you what, they was hurting. Come on in. Come on in, she says. She's been drinking a little bit too much. Now, I know that, and I think Blaze sensed that pretty quick, too. Come on, sit down, preacher, sit down, sit down. I'd invited her before, and she said, oh, I don't know how to break this to you. She said, but I got a drinking problem. I said, don't worry. I said, I've sensed it. I could tell. But she told me, she said, listen. She said, if I come to that church tomorrow, she didn't come, so don't worry, she ain't sitting here. She said, if I come to that church tomorrow, and you don't know who this is, Blaze does, but he's downstairs. If I come to that church tomorrow, will I get in trouble? I said, get in trouble for what? She said, well, she said, you're a cop. I said, I'm not a cop. She said, you're a cop. I said, no. I said, I used to be a cop. I said, I'm a preacher. She said, once you're a cop, you're always a cop. She said, I want to know one thing. If I come down there, are you going to arrest me? And I said, no, I'm not going to arrest you. I said, but I'll be glad to give you a ride to come to church in the morning. Of course, I'm assuming she's going to be a little better off in the morning than she was yesterday. She said, no, I'll drive. I thought, I don't know, that might not be a good idea, but if you're in a better state than this, maybe. But I said, all right, you drive in then. Obviously, she didn't make it, but she said, you know, she said, I really appreciate this about your church. She said, I think everybody must be welcome there. Amen. And I said, everybody's welcome there. And she said, give me a shake. I said, give her a shake. And she said, Blaze, give me a shake. And she said, come here, honey. She said, I'm going to give you a hug. I said, I'll see you later, Blaze. I'm leaving. And I said, we'll see you tomorrow. Blaze Calari said, I think she's been drinking too much. I said, I think so. I think so. But hey, listen, all may come. There's a lot of people, folks, and we're laughing about it, and she ain't here, and you don't know who it is, so it won't be that I'm bad-mouthing anybody. But everybody ought to be welcome. Now, I don't want her coming in here falling down in the aisles drunk, but I know a lot of preachers wouldn't give that person the time of day as soon as they saw them. They would have left. And instead, I say, hey, you come on. You come on. We're hoping you're not so drunk in the morning, but you come on. And so all may come. All should be brought to Lincoln Baptist Church. Number six, lastly, all should be accepted at Lincoln Baptist Church. All should be accepted. We need everybody we can get, folks. Together we can pull the load, amen? We need everybody. I don't believe in excluding anybody because of race or financial background or status or anything like that, or even mental health. And Lord knows a bunch of you got a lot of mental health problems, but amen. Starting with our song leader on down. And the truth is people say, you don't want me down there because you don't know what I've done. No, don't know what you've done, don't care what you've done. You come on to church. Amen. All can come to Calvary. All can come to church. Now, I'm not saying we're endorsing sins or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But all should be accepted. But the truth of the matter is, you don't know what some of the others have done either. The truth is, you just come. Amen. You come and hear the preaching of the Word of God. And that's what it's all about, no matter who it is. Amen. No matter who it is, let's stand to our feet. All may come. All may come. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed this morning.